A few minutes into the movie Walden is a scene of a kid jumping on a trampoline. At times, you only see legs. In a few seconds, you see just a face, a flash of a hand. It's whimsical and ethereal with very little color. The scene is like many others in the famous work of avant-garde artist Jonas Mekas.
Some call me a poet. Some call me a filmmaker.
This is Jonas Mekas.
Some call me a maverick. I'm basically a farmer.
He actually was on a path to be a real-life farmer in his home country of Lithuania. But then World War II broke out. He was imprisoned in a labor camp in Germany for a while. He escaped and hid till the end of the war, ended up in a displaced persons camp. And in 1949, when he was 27 years old, he arrived in New York City.
Everything was changing. There was John Cage. Then there was Buckminster Fuller coming in and Warhol. And I was so lucky to be in New York, and the Beat Generation, of course, and hippies and yappies.
That's when Mekas started picking up a camera. He turned it on the now legendary counterculture figures who were just his friends. A few made cameos in Walden.
See, he's cool, man. He's like a rapper, too, because he's name-checking all his heroes.
In a studio above a pizza place in Miami's Design District, Baron Scherer and Kevin Arrow watch a DVD version of Walden. They run a film archive called Obsolete Media Miami. Yeah.
There's Dreyer, and he dedicates the movie to Lumiere, you know.
Walden is both documentary and abstract. It's this collection of short scenes of life that flicker past. It doesn't build to anything, but the individual moments are captivating. Eating burgers, playing music with friends, taking a walk in the woods.
I can really just feel the enthusiasm, and it's really sublime and beautiful.
It's like 1,000 Instagrams strung together.
Mekas delights in what he calls everyday climaxes that he captures on camera.
You can run it for 1 second, or you can... And just a few frames, and it's recorded according to my temperament, how I feel that moment when I am filming. Same as how the musician feels when he is improvising with that instrument.
Along with his screening of Walden, Mekas will have his first gallery show in Miami. On one wall of Diet Gallery hang photographs from Elvis Presley's last concert in New York City. He's bell-bottomed and hairy-chested.
And there's this sort of adoring audience, but also this sort of halo behind him in the way the images are lit and double exposed.
Nina Johnson-Maluski owns the gallery.
And I think it's something that Jonas does so well, this sort of between journalism and image making in a sort of like more high art sense.
That high art sense isn't necessarily just in the framing or lighting. It's in the way his work expresses a deep appreciation for life.
You know, I think when you look at some of these photographs, you can feel so much empathy for the subject.
When Mekas arrived in New York at 27, he vowed he'd stay 27. Always young, always pushing, always appreciating the fun of life.
I live, therefore I make whole food.
And at 93, he's showing his work for the first time in Miami with a screening of Walden and a gallery show he's titled Let Me Introduce Myself. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.